Oh man,
it's nearly 1 a.m. I only just looked at the time. I got sucked into the internet and doing other stuff and playing records. I'm in my shed, obviously. Well, only obviously if you know that's where all of this stuff is. But I'm going to turn some stuff off, like my amp and my phono amp preamp thing, and maybe the lights in a moment, and head into bed. But first, what a day. I didn't want it's now yesterday, isn't it? I didn't want the day to pass without me making a few audio notes. And if you are listening to this, I hope you don't mind, because once again, it's going to be about running. But it is playing a big part in my life recently, especially with today being one of the continuing days of the saga. 135 days today, is it? Something like that. Anyway, I went and met a guy called Andy Waterman. Lovely guy, connected to Tracksmith, the clothing company, who, and for full disclaimer, did give me a gift of a long-sleeved merino running top. Heavy quality feeling item, which I haven't worn yet. But I got another gift today, and that was after commenting that I didn't have any trail shoes. The guy, I was going to get some delivered from Vivo Barefoot, and they wouldn't have got to me in time for today's run. So, run slow. I'm trying to think of his complete Twitter name. It's hard to remember. Anyway, Mark from Vivo Barefoot in the London store actually drove out of London and delivered me a shiny pair of the Trail Freak 2s, which he did say might be a bit stiff, which he also said, give yourself more space in the shoe and closer to the ground by taking out the thermal liner. And I didn't think anything of a pair of stiff shoes because they are so flexible, and didn't actually remember to take the insoles out. So I put them on kind of fresh out of the bag, and then met Andy in the car park, and we went for a run around Boxbourne Woods, which is a nature reserve. Brickenden Lane, Hertfordshire way. And he knew the area from being there once. Sorry for yawning all over this. And I managed to take us on a very exciting, thoroughly enjoyable route around the woodlands. And I'm telling you, it was quite epic for me. I didn't tell him that the kind of longest I've run up to this point is about 6 miles. What's that, 10K? And that was by accident, with some stoppages as I tried to find my way back. And that was in Spain, on some pretty easygoing dirt track. So there I am. I've approached, my normal 5K, and I'm feeling pretty fresh. And then I get to the 10K, and I'm thinking, this is pretty good. And there's the undulating ups and downs and the slippy path. But I had full-on awesome grip, round and through trees, totally off track, trying to find our way through this woodland when we lost the path. And I was in my element. I really enjoyed it. I never thought I'd, and the rain is coming down. Did I mention the rain was coming down, running in a waterproof jacket? And totally wet on the outside, totally wet on the inside. I couldn't tell whether or not my waterproof shoes were holding in my sweat, because my feet felt saturated. There's a very good chance the rain was just running down my legs and into the shoes. Anyway, it wasn't until I got to about 11K I really started to feel that I was approaching some kind of wall that I might not be able to climb over in a physical sense. And I thought, there's been a couple of minor uphills, which I'm not used to running living in Cambridgeshire, believe it or not. Not many hills around here, so I need to train more on some hills. And I'm thinking, whew, this is starting to feel like I'm on a the longest run I've done, which of course I am. And then and I was suddenly very aware of my feet being very achy, painful. And I wasn't sure if my feet didn't have enough space or my toes had swollen within the space and had been continually wet for the last X amount of kilometres. Coming up the final straight, the last 800 metres, I had the best finishing line ever. Clearly in my sight, which enabled me to just up the pace a tiny little bit, was the signpost of the pub. The farmer's boy, and I could see that pub, and I knew that we'd be going into that pub and having a cold beer and probably a pint of water alongside with it, which we did in fact, and a meal. And so getting those last few steps, I was full of smiles, and I found that little bit of extra energy, pretty much totally stripped off in the back of the I sat on the back of the car, just used a towel to rub the mud and filth off as much as possible, pulled some clean clothes over my not so pretty looking body due to the muck and trail dirt, which I wore like a trophy. Clean t-shirt, rubbed the sweat off my head with a towel, and then headed in to the pub to enjoy said beer and food. As I peel my socks off, I did see some pretty big blisters, two of them, which don't feel so bad now, to be honest. But that'll teach me to go out in brand new shoes in some pretty wet weather. But important lesson learnt there. Little bit of nipple rub as well. I know that's a thing, but when I've worn... he says, checking now. Can you tell I'm checking? Yeah, they're a bit sore. I was wearing varsity cotton, which has not caused any problems at all, but I never expected it to be kind of saturated and heavy against my chest as I was running for a while. So legs feel fine. The calves, absolutely rock hard. Really quite amazed at how my body coped. Just got to get used to wetness over a longer distance. So 14.1 kilometres. My watch said 16, but I'm going to trust Andy's. He was using Strava, which didn't fire up for me. So I'll trust Strava over the Apple Watch stats. But I'm more than happy with 14.1 kilometres. And much fun was had. What next? Do I want to play the numbers game and start going faster and further? Definitely want to start running further. A little bit concerned as to how ill people think I am. I shared an Instagram picture of my sweat because I hadn't sweat that much in a very long time, and more than one person have said, "You look ill. Are you okay? Oh my God, what's happened to you?" I've just been fat for a very long time and overweight for a very long time. And yet I'm not particularly tall, and I am a little bit chunky in the limb department with short legs. So maybe I carry it better with my baggy T-shirts and shorts. But honestly, you know, I've been 2 stone overweight for a big chunk of time. And one of the reasons for me to start, you know, attempting to get fit is to drop that weight, because it is connected to so much. And I haven't dropped 2 stone. I have dropped, actually, I needed to lose 2.5 stone, and I'm probably getting close to 2 stone. I was about 15 something at my absolute heaviest, which is, you know, a lot for someone who's only 5'9". And then I think it is. And the doctor thought it was. He told me such. God, these floors are getting creakier in my shed. And so I've just tipped the other side of 13. So the very end of 12 stone. And ideal weight is listed as 12 and a half. Just, you know, I've had a mega, mega short kind of mistakey haircut, which is obviously making my head look even more minimal, but the fact that people think I'm ill is kind of, well, is it worrying? Am I worried? Maybe people just need to get used to me having a thin face until it comes back again. I've got still got love handles, no drama there, and little bit of an ale gut. That's going to hang around for a while. I'm still eating and drinking pretty much whatever I want. But yeah, the weight is falling off because I'm running every day. You know, people haven't said gaunt, but if that's the case, that's the case. It is a new me for as long as it will last. And yeah, I'm not entering any beauty pageants. But this level of energy I feel. I've just got to work on my sleeping now. Guys, 4 minutes to 1 a.m. I'm going to go to bed and stop nattering about my insecurities, but also the glorious feeling of getting better at running and finding a kind of balance. Tomorrow, due to sore feet, I'll probably do the absolute minimum, kind of a 1 mile or 2 or 4K run. See how I feel in my already broken in, much looser shoes. Enjoy if you are on a mission to improve your health, which we all really should be. I'm not totally following what I said I would, and that is eat better, eat less, exercise more. I'm definitely eating better. I'm not so much eating less, and I am exercising more, and works for me. Feels like it does. Anyway, thanks for listening. 12 minutes. Jeez, good luck with that one.